Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Mit der ING läuft's einfach. Banking, das nebenbei passiert, kein Stress, kein Drama. In der ING-App regelst du deine Karten selbst. Wunschpin, Limits setzen, sperren mit einem Klick, alles direkt von dir gesteuert. Die ING macht Banking easy. Für dich, für dein Leben. Do your thing.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, servers, gummy bears, and recorders. Coming up in just a minute.
Game day energy starts before the first snap with Chumba Casino. Whether you're killing time before kickoff or celebrating a big touchdown, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of the game right to your browser. Spin the reels, play blackjack, instant scratch style cards, and more. It's like having a full playbook of fun at your fingertips. Sign up in seconds and score a free welcome bonus. Plus, daily login bonuses each time you return. And here's the extra point. You don't need to make a purchase to get in on the action. So whether you're going for a Hail Mary or just looking for a solid drive of entertainment, Chumba Casino gives you a chance to score some serious prizes without leaving your home turf. It's your move. Start your streak at ChumbaCasino.com today. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
Hi folks, Billy Mazing here with more of my amazing made-for-TV products exclusively for Bob and Tom Show listeners. How many times has this happened to you? You're thirsty and you need and want water, but you're miles and miles away from water. There's no water anywhere. Introducing my new Mazing powdered water. It's small, simple, and convenient. Oh, yeah? Just carry a packet of Mazing powdered water with you anytime you don't have room for a stick-up faucet. Then, if you need water fast, simply open the bucket, pour the contents into a glass like this, and just add water. Cool, clear water in seconds, and it's just that easy. Wow. And it's only $29.95 for 3 2-ounce packages of amazing powdered water that make up to, now get this, folks, up to 5 gallons of pure mountain stream water from the glaciers of Scandinavia.
Scandinavian glacier water not verified, and American tap water may be substituted in some powder packets. 5 gallons of water must be added to reconstitute the full 5 gallons of powdered water.
Folks, can you ever have enough water? I say no. So order in the next 5 minutes, and I'll throw in 2 more 3-packs for free, plus $59.95 shipping and handling. That's a great deal, but wait. When you order 4 3-packs of my 2-ounce pack packets, along with the previous order of the 3 3-pack packets for only a total of $269.95, I'm going to send you a complimentary gift set of my wildly popular home entertainment accessory item designed specifically for your guests who happen to be nudists.
Yeah?
Scrotum coasters. Just drop them and forget them.
Yeah.
Call today. I'm Billy Mazing.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy Lee, Jess Hooker, Jeff Oskey, Ace Cosby, Pat Godwin.
And we lost the Griswolds.
I'm Josh Arnold. And Tom is
Tom
here.
Tom and Willie both out.
Having a heck of a day already. Great start to the week. And Christy, we were discussing your bird feeders off the air. One of them has been found.
Yeah, Andy just texted me and he found one of the bird feeders.
Excellent. They've been stolen by the raccoons.
Searched the woods and came up with it. So...
All right.
I get to go home and deal with that.
And these are actual bird feeders. This is not.
Yes.
Okay.
What do you think?
What is the second
about?
Time you've mentioned this is some sort of
how is a bird feeder
sexual
and
euphemism?
Sex
I don't. It doesn't make any
have
sense.
Have you seen the bird feeders on that chick?
No.
So you are talking about breasts.
Yeah, it extends the metaphor.
Okay. Yeah.
No.
Boy, if you're nursing birds, those nipples have got to be a wreck.
Have you ever had a girl baby bird you? Do you know that reference?
With beer once.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
What is this now?
To baby bird somebody is to put something in your mouth and then put it into somebody else's mouth.
Remember Alicia Silverstone was feeding her kids that way. That was a big story back in the day.
I do it with Jägermeister at bars when I get a little too much. Hey, you want a baby bird shot? Lean back.
Mm-hmm. Pretty gross.
Yeah. That is pretty gross.
With your hairy face?
Oh, yeah.
God, what else is she getting besides... Oh, yeah, a little bit of remnants of the taco bar.
Yeah, I can't eat with a mustache. God, I just rub it into my mustache instead of putting it in my mouth.
Oh, he's being sarcastic.
Hey.
Let's see now. Let's go that direction. We have Christy Lee over there. What's happening?
Could book clubs be the new path to romance?
Oh, Josh.
No, thank you. No, thanks.
According
what important books are you reading, Josh?
According to a Talker research poll of 2,000 Americans who attend book clubs, nearly 25% say they've met someone there that they are romantically interested in.
Makes sense.
Men were notably more likely to report a romantic connection at book clubs, 38%, compared to 16% of women. In fact, 45% of respondents said they would prefer to meet a potential partner through a book club rather than a dating app. Interestingly, more than half of those surveyed also admitted that they keep their book club membership private. What does that even mean? Does that
they
mean
don't they talk don't... about it with people?
Is that yes.
It? Yeah.
I belong to an audiobook club.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's a lot of fun.
Really?
Yeah.
They just sit around and listen to the book.
And stare at each other.
Yeah. It's if you're, it's a great way to meet women that are height challenged.
Why are they short?
You know, if you want to be hanging around little women.
What?
Man, he's,
name of the book.
It's a little... I don't want to get mad at him because he is trying. You know what I mean?
Like, rough weekend.
But not enough. But not enough.
So I didn't realize that...
Little Women was also... Maybe you're familiar with the movie.
Of course we all know about Little Women, the book. I just wonder... I've never heard of men...
being part of a book club,
it is rare.
I was going to ask that,
right?
Because we don't want to read The Court of Thorns and Roses or whatever the hell.
Oh, God, that was a good one. I mean, I didn't read it either, but I know what you're talking about. My girls were real into that.
Well, a book club is, I mean, it's better than going to the library where most of the men are there to masturbate with the free computers.
All right. Well, that was a surprise.
So. Well, I mean, at the book club, you're going to meet a woman that knows how to be quiet.
Right. You're just knocking them out of the park now.
I mean, that makes perfect sense. The people in book clubs would be attracted to
people in book
other
clubs.
Readers. Yes.
Yes.
Like anything, go where your interests are, and you'll find someone.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So this really isn't like revelatory. Oh my God! The place to meet people who read books is a book club.
I've never been a part of a book club. Have you guys?
Nope.
No. Yeah.
I know people who are, but they're not. They're not co-ed.
No, they're all women.
It is. It's always women.
Usually.
Yeah.
What's so therefore it's like Josh when he was in high school and all the plays. You know.
So if a guy joined a book club, he'd be the only guy there.
Well, in Josh's case, the only straight guy in the what was the name of your choral team?
My show choir was called
Flamingos.
My show choir was called Premier.
Premier, I see.
Yeah.
You were not the only straight guy.
No, we were all. There were only, none of these, there were two that were maybe, but they weren't out at the time.
Okay.
I've heard since then that one did become, one is now out.
Now, Josh, could you explain the difference between jazz hands and spirit fingers?
Yes.
I've always wondered the difference.
From what I understand, spirit fingers are mostly a cheer thing, and they kind of you just kind of wiggle your fingers. Jazz hands, you want to jazz up the whole hand.
Oh, okay. Like,
now, what about jizz hands and sperm fingers?
Subtle.
Jizz hands and sperm fingers?
That's what I said, yes.
One involves the palm, the other doesn't.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's a very subtle difference.
What is the first one called?
Spirit
fingers.
That's a cheerleader. It's after usually, a cheer, they
do that, or usually during free throws, we would do this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you hold your arms out. This is how I go to the grocery store, and I say, open sesame. And then,
yeah, it's kind of an open sesame thing.
Yeah.
That's how that works for me.
Yes.
Do you still do that? I do that all the time.
No.
That's a good joke for the kids. They think you're magic.
No, I don't say anything. I'll just physically move my hands apart like a Moses.
Every time I go to Target, I do that.
My favorite one for the kids is to close one eye. That's like if they're in the passenger seat, you close this eye while you're driving, then they think you have your eyes closed.
That is.
Oh, yeah. That's
I
a good
love
one.
That one.
It's a great, great gag. Great gag. Now,
your kids must laugh all the time.
Oh, they do.
They're laughing at you,
of
not
course.
With
oh,
you.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Restaurant pros say it's time to stop asking your server, what's your favorite dish?
I never did anyway.
Bon Appetit notes that while servers often are menu experts, asking what their favorite dish is can lead to awkward moments, such as the diner rejecting the server's thoughtful recommendation.
Yeah, that's the thing. If they go, oh, well, my favorite thing is the... Yeah. No.
Tia Polite, a sommelier in Chicago, says it's better to share your preferences first. Try, I like spicy food. What would you recommend? In Philly, a restaurant manager there by the name of Maggie Cook suggests narrowing down a few choices and then asking your server for their input.
That's how I do it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't decide between the Reuben and the fish and chips. Yeah. What do you suggest?
That's great.
And they're like, oh, yeah. Stay away from the Reuben.
Right.
And you're like, okay, I'll go fish and chips.
You think they ask the little assessment of you and going, oh, the guy at table six. The guy at table six looks like he just... smoked a fatty in the parking lot. You might want to recommend him the chili and the burger.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like reading menus anyway, but yeah. I'll sometimes say, what are some of the things you have? So at least you narrow it down so they're not going to say, you've got to get this. Then you
why
go,
why don't you
that's,
just say,
that's the opposite of narrowing it down. Yeah, asking, what are some of the things you have?
Yeah.
I swear to God, I would grab the menu and paper cut you across the floor.
Really?
Why don't you just say, all I eat is salad and salmon. What do you recommend? And then go, well, we
how about
have
the salmon salad.
Yeah. But then I'd go, no, I'll have the chicken.
I work on a wait staff, and so I will go in the kitchen before the lunch rush and just say, hey, what is something that we have a lot of, or what is something that you want to
I always feature, assume that happened anyway.
Feature more. Yeah, that's what I'll do. Like, if it's late in the week and we have a bunch of something left, they'll be like, hey, push this. And
I always figure, hey, the shrimp's about to turn.
Yeah.
We got to.
Yeah.
The server comes out, I like the steak. I'm a vegetarian. What are you doing in here? This is a barbecue joint. Yeah. You idiot. Get the hell out of here. That's interesting. Being a server is fun. Did you know that, I'm sure you know this, that menus, there's a whole science of laying out a menu.
Yeah.
And they often put the thing they make the most money on. Mm-hmm. If it's a two-page menu, they put it middle right.
Yeah.
And you're sometimes also, in a square.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're not featured? Supposed to stack the prices.
Nope.
Because people will scan them and just get the cheapest thing. So you're supposed to have them in the middle and stuff like that.
Yeah, there's also a breakdown of like how many segments you should have. And changing the font and the size and all that stuff.
Yeah, I like it when a server will go, I wouldn't get that if I were you here. Yeah.
I do too.
If they go, you know, that's not their strongest thing here.
Just you immediately trust that person.
Yeah, for not leading with the positive. Yeah.
Well, yeah, for not, exactly. You don't feel like you're being lied to.
Yeah.
Okay. What else is going on?
A candy maker, Haribo, is recalling bags of sweets sold in the Netherlands.
Isn't that the dead gorilla?
No.
No. What?
That was Harambe.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
This is the gummy bear people.
Yes. And they're recalling bags of sweets sold in the Netherlands after some were found to contain traces of cannabis. Oh. According to the BBC, several people reported feeling unwell after eating from a 2-pound pack of Haribo Happy Cola FZZ candy.
Aren't you going to feel unwell if you're eating 2 pounds of gummies anyway?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
Haribo's the company that have the great commercials with the adults talking like children. Yeah. So it's the kids' voices and their lip syncing like two football players. And
For food safety officials report, the samples were taken and cannabis was found in them. Only a few bags were found to be contaminated, though, but they're recalling the entire stock as a precaution.
Yeah, why is my 6-year-old playing Dark Side of the Moon on his recorder? Oh, we better check the gummy bears.
And who, by the way, is the recorder people? That is a... Every kid in elementary school has to get a recorder. That's a scam.
In third grade.
Well, yeah. Is it a law?
No, it's not a law, but that's what they...
It's in the music curriculum.
It's a very inexpensive instrument to manufacture, so...
It's a good introduction to learning your scale as well.
Yeah, I know, but
you don't have to have an embouchure. You don't have to have reeds.
Sure, but I mean...
Somebody's uncle is making some money somewhere.
You guys are both wrong. Jeff's the recorder, the whole recorder thing involves any foreign film made in Canada about nature. The soundtrack has to be a recorder.
And the gray-legged geese attack the...
Now, Pat, can you think of any major rock song that features a recorder?
Stairway to Heaven features something like that. Whistle. It might be a tin whistle, though.
Oh, yeah, that could be.
But it could be a recorder.
I mean, Aqualung, the great Jethro Tull album, has the terrific flute. Much, much different than a recorder. But
When I'm with you, Jeff, somebody's uncle has made a lot of money in the recorder business.
Someone wrote something in somewhere. Yeah.
But they're so, I think the thing is, they're cheap. They make unbreakable ones, and it gives kids a chance to learn this.
We didn't have to buy them in school. I mean, this was in the 80s, so you just handed it to them. They were... There were 30 in our school.
Yeah.
And each class, I'm sure
they
it was.
They just used them over and over.
We wondered why we all had the flu half the year.
Tom, you know, John Mellencamp's Rocket in the USA, at the end of that, there's something recorder-like going on, I recall. At the very end of that. That's a pretty big song.
Huh. Okay, I'll
it can be rather shrill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can only hear Hot Cross Buns so many times.
Here we go. You're right, Pat. John Paul Jones, the great bass player and multi-instrumentalist from Led Zeppelin, did 4 overdubbed recorders to make that part at the end of Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, I always assumed it was like something like a fife.
It had a lot more power than
one recorder. Or a pan flute. Yeah, something that Tolkien would have approved.
So it's 4 recorders. Woo.
John Paul Jones was always the sort of unknown secret ingredient to Led Zeppelin. A great session bass player and session player, but lots of other stuff. But I did not know those were recorded. Good to know.
See, and I thought recorder talk was going to go nowhere.
So it's a weekly bit now.
Can you play a recorder, Pat?
That's my first instrument, and I absolutely loved it. I carried it everywhere with me. I really enjoyed it.
Really?
Yeah, for like 5 years.
Okay, here we go.
I'm going to buy you one on Amazon.
Oh, I have a bunch of them.
You do?
Like a really cool kid.
One of the songs on my hate list is Ruby Tuesday by the Rolling Stones. I despise that song. Brian Jones plays a recorder on that, it says. Hmm. Huh. The Beatles on Fool on the Hill.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, well, so thank you, Christy.
Sure. A Maryland woman facing charges for allegedly striking a child who called her Miss Piggy on a flight back from Disney World. According to court records, 46-year-old Christy Crampton struck the child with her fist and a water bottle.
Whoa.
Then slammed his head into the airplane window.
Huh.
The incident occurred on an Allegiant flight returning from Disney World. Crampton told authorities the child became disrespectful during the trip.
Sounds like it.
He called her fat and Miss Piggy,
prompting
the alleged assault. Police said Crampton took the child's phone, leading to a confrontation. When the boy pushed her arm off the armrest, she reportedly struck him.
He started it.
Her relationship to the child was not disclosed.
Has to be
a relative, right?
Yeah, because you don't just go up to some random kid and take their phone.
Wait a minute. If this is a relative, how is this news at all?
Yeah, why is it news? Yeah, that's how
because she was arrested.
Court. She was arrested.
So the family, we can't just speculate. Right. All right.
Yeah, in court documents, it said it did not say.
But isn't that
she appeared in court earlier.
Isn't that how Miss Piggy reacts?
Yeah. Very much so.
I mean, I think
she goes from 0 to 10 like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think it's what
does.
Do they say? It's on point. Yeah.
So, I think this is a lesson every boy has to learn. You don't call a woman fat, and the sooner you learn it, the better.
I bet he doesn't do it again.
There's no way you'll do it again.
I think when they're doing the pre-flight announcements, they should play this story so that the kids stay in line on the plane.
Yeah. Ah.
Like, hey, we're going to slam your head against the window. Let them know.
Yeah. Statler and Waldorf are going, best entertainment ever on a flight. That sounded more like Nixon, didn't it?
It did, yeah.
I am not a puppet. Pat, play me a song. Well, that's interesting. It has to be a relative.
Yeah, Yeah, you wouldn't I do sure that to hope a stranger's so. Kid.
A strange kid, man. Yeah, that's...
We were talking about beating other people's
kids
earlier.
I might take that back. That
is there a picture of her? Extreme. Does she look like Miss Piggy?
Yeah. I don't know.
Jeff, Jeff saw her.
She's a bit doughy.
Really? Doughy?
No, but does she have like the blonde hair and stuff? Does she look like her? Yeah.
She looks like someone who would slam a kid's head against a window.
Awesome.
But I mean, having just left Disney World, you got to remember the level of...
Yeah, your patience are thin.
was way done with this.
Yeah, and you're at the Orlando airport. Yeah. That's always a one-hour ordeal.
And then you're on the Greyhound of the sky, so it's
Can't say I blame him. Doesn't mention the applause from the rest of the people on the plane.
Yeah.
Shut the kid up.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Actor Michael Rosenbaum, he knows some of the most talented people in the business.
And we try to bring you candid, open interviews, not just actor stuff. Julie Bowen is fantastic.
You know when you leave a job and you know you haven't done your very best job? I hate that feeling.
And if you're here for the wonderful Sarah Silverman, you came to the right place.
Comedy dies in the second guessing of your audience. You just have to keep writing what you think is funny right now.
The Inside of You podcast.
If you really love the podcast,
follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Follow us. It's free.